You listen to an expert describing how candy is made. Listen to the talk and answer the questions 1 to 7. First, you have some time to look at questions.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jenny Davis. I'm the manager at the Ramen Tree Candy Factory. Most of you must be familiar with our product. I'm sure you grew up eating them just like I did. Today, I'm going to take you through the process of candy making. We have a selected list of supplies for the ingredients that go into the candy, but these ingredients always go through a quality check before being sent for storage. In the first mix, the sugar and the liquid glucose syrup are combined in a vat and then dissolved in water and boiled to a temperature of 145 degrees centigrade. 16.2 grams of vanillin is added to the automated discharge tank. There is then a Rework addition. Rework is the mixture of sugar and other ingredients which is dissolved in water once again and filtered to get rid of the aroma and dyes. So, 10% of the Rework is added. After allowing the mixture to cook in the vat at 125 to 126 degrees for 30 minutes, color is added while the process of boiling continues till the time the temperature reaches 150 degrees. The boiling mixture that is mostly sugar syrup is then immediately poured onto a well-oiled slab. Citric acid and the flavors are added to the mixture after it has slightly cooled. The whole mass is kneaded and loaded onto the roller machine. You must understand here that the volume of candy is huge and the whole process is mechanized. Our employees are in protective gear to avoid contamination. They monitor the machines as the process goes on. The roller machine fashions the candy into the Ramen Tree drops. A different color is mixed with the sugar mixture for colorful candies. The flavors are adjusted according to the color. For example, the lemon flavor is added to the yellow candies. The flavors are added to one batch at a time. The drops then pass through a metal detector. Defective pieces are automatically pushed aside by the machine. The candy is collected in clean trays for wrapping. At this stage, starch is sprinkled on the candy. This is followed by another batch of a different flavor. We have two kinds of wrappings: a single candy in a paper twisted on both ends, and assorted candies rolled in a cylindrical pack. At this stage, the pre-dispatch inspection takes place. As the candy has to be transported to stores and wholesale dealers, it goes through the second stage of packing, where cartons consisting of anywhere between 3 to 6 dozen candy rolls are packed. Single wraps are packed in pouches of 100 to 500 grams. The boxes are dispatched to wholesalers for distribution to stores and supermarkets around the country. Our factory goes through regular checks by health inspectors. The factory is closed once a month for cleaning the machines. I hope you enjoyed my talk. Thank you.